Well, good morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. I think we have a short lesson today. But to give some frame of reference, following the tragedies this weekend in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, I'm not a social media fan, but I happened to come across some conversation about those incidents wherein one person said, "This country has gone crazy." To which I replied, "This country hasn't gone crazy. It just has some real nuts in it." I didn't get into the theological argument of demon possession, which to me is obvious, and I'm not talking about like that little girl in I can't remember the name of the movie right now, but y'all know the one I'm talking about. But we got to understand something. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against wicked spirits in high places. And it is that continuing relationship that we are having with our Heavenly Father by faith. We cannot allow circumstance to change our viewpoint of God, our Savior, and Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's a passage in Scripture in the 31st chapter of the book of Numbers. It begins in the 21st verse, wherein it says, "And Eleazar the priest said unto the men of war which went to battle." How many of you know this life of faith is a battle? How many of you have heard in past teachings that in the day of battle, thine army, speaking of God's chosen, shall be willing to go to battle? We are God's, not only chosen, but put it this way, chosen foot soldiers. The priest said unto the men of war which went to battle, "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead. Everything that may abide the fire, ye shall make it go through the fire and it shall be clean." that's the meaning of that. I want to take you to the first epistle of the Apostle Peter. And we'll just read for a moment. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, that is, running to the voice of the Sayer, unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, that is, I need to cut through the life of Jesus Christ, grace, unmerited favor unto you, and peace be multiplied. Or fulfilled. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That word, blessed, we've taught on it before. It's not like we're blessing God. It's a name of God. It means the good speaking God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again the new life, folks. The new creation in Christ Jesus, the inward man which is being renewed day by day, has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's where everything, that's the foundation of every understanding and hope that we have in Jesus Christ, that God raised him from the dead, and the promise is that same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken our mortal bodies. Unto a lively hope. What's the lively hope? To an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for us. That's the lively hope. And if you're listening to me, you haven't realized that hope yet. Because hope that is seen is no longer hope. But we have to keep this hope in front of us. Our inheritance, incorruptible. That's certainly not speaking about my fleshly life. And, you know, I know you're all better than I am, but it's certainly not speaking about your fleshly life either. Reserved in heaven for us who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Who are kept? Who are guarded? By what? By the power of God. By the Greek word here is dunamis, from which we get our word dynamite. Kept by the power of God through faith. That is, through our continuous acting on the promises of God unto salvation. That passage in 1 Thessalonians 5 where it says, God shall sanctify us wholly over there. But our hope is he will do it. And while we're here, we're being kept by the power of God. It's manifested through faith. And the salvation ready. It's there already. It's ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice. This rejoicing is a benefit, or is benefiting yourself. It says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Trials, if you will. Manifold. Like a prism being held up to light, multicolored. It's not just this way or that way. It's multicolored temptations. In 1 Corinthians 10, we have the promise of God that he'll not tempt us beyond what we are able, but with the temptation, with the very specific temptation, God shall provide a way of escape. This word being translated temptations, in my Kittle's abridged New Testament words, it has this little note. It says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, Paul warns the Corinthians that so far they have come under ordinary human temptation. But he adds the consolation that God will grant the strength to endure whatever may befall them. Going back to that passage in Numbers, what's being expressed here is only the gold, the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may abide the fire, ye shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. It's talking about if it has value, it's going through the fire, that it maybe clean. Peter goes on and he says, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, that it might be tried with fire. It might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, if it has value, it's gone through the fire. You know, God, it says of the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt that God led them through the wilderness that he might test them to prove what was in their heart. My hesitation here is I'm about to make a theological statement, and I hesitate at that, but here goes. God chose out from among those he did not choose out for himself in Christ before the foundation of the world. God knows whom he has chosen out in Christ to be with him in eternity. I don't think it's as much of God's testing. I know it's not God's testing to see whether we're worthy, because we're all unworthy. But I think I got to put it stronger than that. I don't want to give opinion here. I want to speak truth. It's not so much God testing us, though we be tried with fire, it is God showing us that we are being kept by the power of God through faith if we continue hanging on. In the third chapter of Hebrews, the 12th verse, it says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." It says, we remain God's house the way we started. We started by faith. Peter will go on to say, Let me back up just a half a second. Bring in those words from the second chapter of Ephesians. By grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, it is a gift of God. As, and now to 1 Peter 4, the 10th verse, as every man has received the gift, minister the same one to another. What's the gift? Faith? As good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Peter speaks of the manifold temptations. He also answers it with the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. That the trial of your faith, that is, the power of God through faith, being more precious. Than gold. Oh, you need to know, this is a fleshly man that talks to you. To whom gold is very appealing. But it is also that new creation in Christ that speaks to you. The Word of God, which says, the trial of your faith being more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried in the fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Cheer up, folks, my pastor used to say. It's going to get worse. But if we continue as we started, that is, we started this journey with God by faith, we continue this journey to God by faith. This is God's power, God's gift of faith to us. It is more precious. That is, your faith, my faith, it's more precious than gold. We're on a journey into the eternities with God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we continue on this journey, though there be manifold temptations, though the faith might be tried in the fire, we have the experience the fire hasn't killed us, therefore we can go on and shall go on by the power of God that's keeping us. And that's the God School for today.